open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think. And it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he gets touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It feels like game day all over this Cleveland Browns town, doesn't it? That's what the man just said, and welcoming all of you to this Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Great to be with you, everybody. I've enjoyed this week just thoroughly, and we've got another very rapid-paced 60 minutes that I think you're going to enjoy. I'm Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci, and we've kind of gone over a whole broad spectrum this week of from here locally with Browns connections throughout the NFL nation, with an idea of some of the nuances that are taking place and have gone on during this offseason within the Browns inner workings, looked upon locally and then looked upon nationally. And of course, yesterday was a day that sent that wheel spinning once again, as Tom Heckert, of course, delivered that wide receiver that many of you have been clamoring for, and the talented young man who played a season at Baylor in Josh Gordon. So on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, we are going to get into a few different directions today, because I want to start looking at in totality here on the final day that I'm going to host, now pretty much how this team has been constructed, and during the course of through the draft and a couple of free agent signings in this offseason, where this significance is potentially going to take this Cleveland Browns football team. So I need your help to do that. You all can, but let me tell you first of all that coming up this hour, we'll hear from one of the top corners in Cleveland Browns history, that of course being Hanford Dixon, in his usual spot here on Fridays at Cleveland Browns Daily. And then during the second half of the show, we're going to chat with, from ESPN.com, big game James Walker, as I like to call him. James used to be a Browns beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch, made his home in this area for quite some time, and now first with the AFC North and now the AFC East for ESPN and ESPN.com. So that's coming up here as we go through this hour on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Right now, it is your chance to ask questions via our Ask Vic all week long. It's been Ask Michael Regai, driven by Liberty Ford. Remember, log on to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages, and you can post your questions for us.
Yeah, Dave DiNatale, I've really enjoyed this week, being able to, through social media, interact with all of you, and we get a good conversation going. Sean on Twitter says, will the offense adopt more double tight end play sets, and will the defense be capable of getting far more quarterback sacks than they have in the past? Sean, I like that. And you've got both sides of the ball covered. I'm going to start with the offensive side. And you know what? My better sense of and what the Browns want to do tells me that you're going to see less than with regard to as many double tight end sets than you've seen in the past. And even with the anticipated heightened production from Jordan Cameron, and we saw during OTAs that the Browns really feel good about Cameron, the second year, coming into his second year, the big tight end out of USC. I think, though, some of Cameron's production may come with less playing time attached to it to Benjamin Watson. Watson, of course, came here in 2010, along with Peyton Hillis, was the Browns' most productive offensive football player, concussed a couple of times last year. So I don't see as many double tight end sets and looks as far as the Browns wanting to use that to move the football. They want to get vertical. And think about it now, Greg Little, and with the addition of Josh Gordon, Mohamed Massaquah, hopefully he's got to grab his place and run with it on this football team. Out of the slot with possibly the speedster Travis Benjamin, Jordan Norwood, maybe Josh Cooper. I think the Browns are going to get away from the tight end side and maybe go a little bit more toward trying to find their vertical playmaking from the wide receiving core. We'll keep an eye on that. Sean at Twitter also asked about far more quarterback sacks. Well, listen, that is going to be something that we really got to see how it evolves, Sean and everyone, because of Phil Taylor's injury, obviously. You look at the free agent signings of Frosty Rucker and Jaquay Parker. Rucker had 4 sacks last year. He's very versatile. He can play. You can even use him inside, move him, slide him down inside if you have to. Parker starting to get a little long in the tooth. Tom Heckert knows him very well. They were together in Philadelphia. Parker did not start. He's a backup now, 34 years of age. So I see though opportunities though maybe for the Browns to find ways that in coverage might have to help them get to the quarterback a little bit, because we tend to forget about that. And when you look at it, there are ways for that back seven as well in the defensive secondary and the linebackers. If you're draping opponents' receivers in coverage, coverage sacks could help you get to the quarterback a little bit too, to make that quarterback hang on to the football more. But you got to expect a lot from Jabal Sheard. But again, I say we've got to keep a close eye on it because of how the Scott Paxton, maybe the youngsters in Billy Wynn and also John Hughes are going to get opportunities without the presence of Big Phil Taylor for the first at least half the football season. So we'll have to see how that evolves as far as sacking the quarterback and where and how and from what spots on the football field that'll come from. All right, just getting going on this edition of Cleveland Browns. Oh, I need the tally, huh? Vic Carucci always designates Friday as Motown Friday, music-wise, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, great. We can't alter the plan now. It's day number 5, so you'll hear some of the finest tunes from the Motown stable down through the years on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Michael Regei with you. Don't go away. Just getting going. When we get back on the other side, a chat with the top dog of the Cleveland Browns from not too many days gone by. Henford Dixon's next on Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get to quick and take a new.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a new.
Thank you.
needed surgery. But if he left, who would run the store, give orders, solve problems? Of course, Donald took his doctor's warning and took time off. And he returned to work expecting the worst. But what did he find? He found the employees busy at their jobs, customers happy, even a crisis or two resolved. But how? His assistant looked at him. Boss, you trained us. You gotta trust us. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Strong managers should be able to leave the stage. In the good days, train and build trust. When the hard times come, count on that trust in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Want to improve or expand your home but are worried about the hassle and costs? Great Day Improvements, best known for their legendary patio enclosures, sunrooms, has products and services for every part of your home. Expand your home with an addition or enclosure. Improve your home with roofing, siding, and windows. Or create a backyard retreat with decorative concrete, patio pavers, decks, and fencing. And for a limited time, receive 15% off any home improvement project. What are you waiting for? Call 800-230-8301 today for a free, no-obligation estimate. Or visit greatdayimprovements.com to get inspired.
We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Our guest host once again, Michael Regai.
With some accompaniment about one of the greatest musical acts of all time, Temptation. Dina Talley. Dina Talley. This is Cleveland Browns football? Come on now. What could be better? What could be better? I know a lot of you Browns fans are hoping to be on cloud nine during the course of this 2012 football season. I mean that in a good way, in a football sense, of course. And you can join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally on July the 28th, benefiting Cleveland Browns Foundation and the Greater Cleveland Fisher House. The ride will begin at Southeast Harley-Davidson and end at the Cleveland Browns training facility in Berea. Now, riders will receive complimentary food and beverage. Also have the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride, the Browns Motorcycle Rally, in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. If you'd like to find out more and sign up today, go to that good-looking website at clevelandbrowns.com. All right, this segment, Cleveland Browns Daily, being brought to you by our good buddies at Quaker Steak and Lube. Hey, so good to have all of you with me here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci, and what a delight it is. A Friday leading into a weekend. Training camp is now only 10 days away, and who's with us on Cleveland Browns Daily? None other than the top dog, one of the finest corners to ever wear a Cleveland Browns uniform. We say hello to my man, Hanford Dixon. What's going on, dog?
Hey, Mike, how are you? I got to tell you a funny little story since you say training camp is only 10 days away.
Yeah.
You know what? I always find myself, you know, I work out anyway, but I find myself each and every year around training camp time working a little harder. Now, not to come back, but you know, it's just a habit there. But I am good. What about you, my friend?
Hey, everything's beautiful because, as you said, there's a vibe, there's an excitement, there's an energy now about with the anticipation coming in this Brown season. And Hanford yesterday, a very bold stroke. I loved it because it was aggressive, it was proactive, and I really think that Tom Heckert, using the second round of supplemental draft choice to grab Josh Gordon, the big receiver out of Baylor, dog, this could pay some huge dividends for this football team at a position of great need, could it not?
Michael, I'm like you. I like the move. I thought the move was great. You know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of critics out there, people saying, hey, this guy hasn't played football in a year. He's got his off-the-field problems. You know what I say? Leave the kid alone. I mean, everybody deserves another chance, and I even like what the kid said. I mean, he really said he appreciated what the Browns did, putting their neck out on the line, bringing me in here, and I am not going to let this organization down. This kid, I'm telling you, Mike, just like you said, he's a big kid. He's rangy. He has big hands. But the kid is fast. He can run away from people. And I think this is the guy that we needed. And, boy, is it going to be exciting this year. Just like you, I can feel it. I have the goosebumps going already.
Yeah, there's a tremendous opportunity here for this thing to at least start to show the presence of it being able to take off. And Hanford, since we're speaking of with you, with your expertise on the corner out on the island, did you find, you know, when I look at a big receiver like this kid is, and Greg Little too, those are the guys that can use their body to maneuver and move around corners and maybe impose a physical presence. With your decade of experience in the league, were these the type of guys, the larger physical receivers, were those the guys that you really had to lock in? And you were a bigger corner, but lock in and know that you were going to really have to put your day's work in to deal with?
Well, I really did. And see, another element, all the elements that you just said, I mean, this guy brings into effect. But his speed, I mean, he's also a very, very fast guy. Those guys, a guy that size, you pretty much have to worry about him a lot in the scoring zone. Not the case with this kid, Gordon. I mean, most of his touchdowns, Michael, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but most of his touchdowns were not in the red zone. I mean, his mm-hmm. touchdowns where he was catching them and obviously running away from people. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that this kid brings to the table. But you are exactly right. You have to pay a little bit more attention to him, because you're not going to find a lot of corners in the NFL that are this guy's size. Most of the corners are maybe 6 foot, 5'11", maybe 6'1" at best. You're not going to find a lot of them with this kid's size. And, boy, I tell you what, he's going to open up a lot of things for a lot of these receivers. Now, he's going to make everybody better. And what's going to be great is watching all these guys develop. When I say all these guys, I'm talking about the rookie wide receivers, talking about the rookie quarterback, talking about the rookie running back in Trent Richardson. And I like what Hector said, and I agree with him 100%. This football team offensively just got better.
Always a pleasure chatting with Hanford Dixon, one of the finest wear the orange helmet during the history of this football team. Now, Dog, as far as this young man acclimating to the NFL, I think the one thing that's important to bring out, and your insight on this as well, now, in the 4 and 5 wide in the spread and the run and shoot that they used at Baylor, most of that is a horizontal game. You know, the quick slants, the bubble screens, the quick hitches, the quick outs. Put the football on them. Now, we know on the West Coast it's about, though, getting vertical and being able to have the football put on you and hopefully with explosion plays after that. Is that the area that you think, just the nuances of his route running, that it might take a little bit of time for him to acclimate to in the NFL?
Well, there's no question about it, and you're always thinking on the same lines that I'm thinking, and obviously a little bit ahead of me sometimes. But you're exactly right, Michael. He is going to need some help, and what I mean by need some help, and that's improve in some of those areas, and especially some of his route running. But, you know, you have guys there on the squad that is looking forward to working with this guy, talking about Sherman, his staff, that's looking forward to working with this guy and getting him up to speed and helping him with his learning how to run his routes. But, you know, obviously the kid is a smart kid. Obviously the kid has a lot of heart. The kid has a lot of desire. And he has something to prove. And when you have a kid that really has something to prove, want to prove everybody wrong, I mean, this kid could really, really be deadly. And, Michael, it would not surprise me if this kid does not start this year for the Cleveland Browns.
Tom Heckert is a big believer in him, and as you've alluded to, that certainly goes a long way right from the get-go. Hanford Dixon, my guest, delighted to chat with him on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Hanford, so now when we look at this, I mean, you add Josh Gordon to Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon, Mitchell Schwartz, Travis Benjamin. You've got 5 talented young offensive players on that side of the ball. Tom Hecker told us before this draft that he said, you know what, now it's time to start to build the offense. I think as we look at it, and again, they've got to put the helmets and pads on and go out and prove it. Yet when you look at it on the surface, it looks like he's addressed every discernible need on this offensive side of the ball, and now it's about making sure they take their steps of learning and going forward together. But it's one. He said he'd address it, and he certainly did.
Well, it all starts with the plan that Mike Holmgren had when he came to Cleveland, the type of football team that that he wanted, and him and Tom. And these guys, you can see that plan now starting to fall into place. And just like you said, they started off on the defensive side of the football, building with some high draft choices and some guys that could play. And you could see that defense starting to gel and starting to get solid. And as you mentioned, it was time to turn their attention to the offense. And that's what they did in this draft. I mean, they really addressed those needs. And there's no question about it. This football team was better with the addition of Wheaton at quarterback, and then with the addition of Trent Richardson, and just like you said, hit the offensive line. But when we went out and we made the bold move, and our coach was saying that the bold move that we made by going out getting this kid in the supplemental draft, I mean, that was a piece that was missing with this football team. And, you know, and not to say anything bad about the guys that we have. I mean, these guys can play. They're going to get better. But with the addition of Gordon right now, another weapon that Wheaton has to go to, and with Trent Richardson running the football, it is going to be exciting, and it is going to be exciting now to see Cleveland Browns football, because you know, Michael, at the beginning of the year and at this time, we always get excited. But what happens is something happens, you know, the season starts, and it's the same old team. But I can't see that this year. I think these guys are going to make some noise, because, you know, I keep saying, and I always say, to believe you can win, believe you can win, because if you believe it, you'll find a way to win. And I think these guys are starting to believe that they can win football games.
Yeah, dog, it's a great point. And, you know, I like their demeanors too. I like, they seem like they've got that little bit of an edge about them. Richardson, Whedon, Swartz, even the young fella that was selected in the third round, the D tackle out of Cincinnati, John Hughes. It's about coming in and not wanting to. They seem like they're the type of kids that'll look you in the eye. Don't want to say that, all right, now they're already enabled and they're already empowered. No, they know they got to go out and win people over, win themselves a spot to make this football team better. It's refreshing to see rookies come into the league like that, isn't it?
Well, and you know, Mike, I've always been a firm believer in that, you know, you don't take a kid, it takes 2 years or 3 years for a kid to be able to play in the National Football League. I've always been a firm believer, but if you could play, you could play. Throw him into the fire. Sure, he's going to make some mistakes, but he'll learn from those mistakes if he's going to be the player that we've always thought he could be. Mm-hmm. And I've thought that way about everything, talking about the quarterback and everything else. And because, you know, I go back to when I came into the league. I mean, I was a rookie. They threw me in the fire.
Yeah.
And here I am. You know, I'm going against John Stallworth and Swan and guys like that. My rookie year.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think that made me feel? You either swim, or you drown.
Yeah.
And, quickly I started to swim. But I don't think it's going to be any different with these guys. I mean, these guys can play. And sure, there's going to be an adjustment to the NFL, but they can play and they can make that adjustment.
Yeah, Hanford Dixon joining us. And, Hanford, former Browns defensive coordinator from back, you just missed him. Of course, he came in with Bill Belichick, the ultra-successful Nick Saban. I mean, had a relationship with Nick going back to his days at Michigan State. And he's told me that Trent Richardson is not only the finest and most highly talented college football player he's ever had around him, but one of the hardest working and the hungriest to succeed. So when a guy like Saban is telling you that, I mean, listen, I'm buying in. I'm buying in, and I know this kid is just that.
Well, you could take it to the bank, just like you said, if Saban's saying it. And see what a lot of people are going to see. See, they haven't had the opportunity like you and I have to meet this kid, to talk to this kid. When you sit down and you meet him, when you sit down and talk to him, you see how grounded he is. You'll see, you know, his beliefs and convictions and you know, strong family background. And when you look at this kid and see how massive he is up close,
yeah, yeah.
Not very tall, but I'm talking about just massive. And I laugh sometimes because I said he even looked like he's a little bow-legged.
Yes,
there.
He does, yeah.
But,
yeah.
But he is not only is he a good football player, but a gracious kid and a kid that you do not mind having around you, and you're very happy to have it on your football team.
Hanford Dixon joining us for a couple more minutes. Dog, I can't let you go without switching over to the other side of the ball. You're a strong area of expertise because I get a lot of questions a lot. Now, I've got to tell you right up front, in his couple years here, I've really enjoyed the veteran presence and the football acumen of Sheldon Brown. I try to talk to him a lot, you know, during the week at his locker. But, Hanford, I get asked the question a lot. 10th year in the league. You know, there are times while he's a very sure tackler and strong up around the line of scrimmage, you know, the Father Time never loses. So what do you see for Sheldon Brown? And is it really more about Dimitri Patterson and Buster Skrine being able to show that they can handle the corner on a three down basis as to whether or not Sheldon ultimately gets moved to that free safety spot?
Well, you know, and I I've sit here and I look at it and I talk about it and Sheldon may be mad at me, but there comes a time you have to get off of that corner. And it's time now for him. And Sheldon's had a good run. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, he's had a great career, good player, and even better human being. But, you know, these young guys are ready to go. I mean, Patterson and Skrine, these guys are ready to go. And I'm not saying there's not a place for Sheldon on this football team, because there is. I mean, just his leadership and his knowledge. But I just think right now one of those young guns deserve a chance. And I'm not saying give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve a shot on that corner. And they have proved that they can play. Michael, you know as well as I do, and you talked about it earlier with the four wide receivers and all the different passing formations mm-hmm. that teams are using today. You can never have enough corners, but I just think it's time for Sheldon to for someone else to play that corner besides him, because he's going to get exposed.
Very interesting insights from. That's why we've got Hanford Dixon for you each and every week right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Dog, we'll leave it right there. You're most gracious with your time. I love talking to you, man. We could go on and on, but in about 10 days, big fella, it's time to go.
Well, Michael, you know you and I, we go way back.
Way back.
We are a partnership. So.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Always good talking, buddy.
Talk to you later, partner.
Stay well. That's Hanford Dixon right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Love talking to Dog. You hear the enthusiasm, and he certainly does epitomize the energy that this organization with their youth wants to exude going forward. We've got energy, too. You've got energy for us, and there's a lot more Cleveland Browns Daily ready to go. We'll get back into Twitter, Facebook. You've got questions. We got a dialogue. All of that still ahead. Don't move on this Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion
Bike nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Pull yourself up, pull yourself up. Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Browns fans, unite! Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big, save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the roadman said mention again, Lee Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, yeah, what are we hearing through the grapevine with NFL training camps? Cleveland Browns training camp set to open. Good to have you along on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing, and I know for a fact, that you could join the Browns for Family Night presented by Smuckers on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. That's right, terrific opportunity to watch the Browns practice under the lights. You can enjoy music, games, live stadium entertainment, and a post-practice autograph session. Coaches, players, fireworks too. Not going to cost you a cent. Admission is free. Can't beat that. Best kind of deal with your Browns going. For more information on how you can attend, make sure you visit the website at clevelandbrowns.com.
As we remind everybody, we're back here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this final Ask Michael segment.
Although
we'll get maybe some more in the close, but at least the last full segment of Asking Michael Reguy. It's driven by Liberty Ford.
Whatever you say, Mr. Producer, sir. We dive into Twitter and Facebook. Robert says, Michael, do you think all the moves that the Browns have made this offseason are going to impact the 2012 football season like they, the Browns, wanted to? I like that question, Robert. I'll put it to you this way. I think it's going to start to signify the beginning of just that. The beginning of it. And the reason I say that is when you look at it, again, I like to reference Tom Heckert came in this door to reshape this football team in February of 2010. He's had three drafts. You might have as many, think about this, as seven rookies from this past draft class playing significant roles. I mean, look, there's four starters on offense, is there not? I mean, four rookie starters on offense, Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon, Mitchell Schwartz, and possibly Josh Gordon, with Travis Benjamin playing a role. There's five guys that are going to be in the rotation heavily. And you might have another four on defense as well with Phil Taylor's injury. I'm sure Scott Paxton will ultimately be the guy that that is the starter, but John Hughes, Billy Winn got to play a lot. Don't forget about Scott Fujita and his three-game suspension. I fully expect inside linebacker, thumper, James Michael Johnson to have to play a lot. You might see Emmanuel Acho play a lot. the outside backer and with speed off the edge from Texas. So we're talking about 7-8 guys. You combine that with those that are strong presence from the draft classes of 10 and 11. It's a young football team, but it will signify the beginning of just what you ask, Robert, making the impacts that the Cleveland Browns want to in 2012. I feel very, very strongly about that, and I think that's, for me, a large part of where the enthusiasm to get going comes from. All right, a lot going on Cleveland Browns Daily. When we come back, let's get a gentleman that covered the Browns for the Columbus Dispatch, but now you read them at ESPN.com, all over the ESPN brand. We'll chat with James Walker. That's next. Don't go away on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection. Guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick and take a new.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a new.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Hi, Gang Riz here, and Russo Rosalina and Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parma Town. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina. Rosalina.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR, and our guest host, Michael Regai.
All right, David, we appreciate that. All right, Browns fans, we've been telling you all week a strong opportunity for you to unite and find the best way possible to see your Browns this year. Flexible three-game ticket plan started just $99, and you have complete control because you decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names, biggest games, while saving over single-game ticket prices. Make sure you check it out right now. Don't be left out. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, or you could call them at 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434, and do it today. All right, let's continue to move forward here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we get a chance to check in with a gentleman that used to be around these parts full-time, all the time, covering the Cleveland Browns, Columbus Dispatch, and then when he made the move to the AFC North at the time with ESPN, ESPN.com, as we say hi to my guy, Big Game James Walker. James, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Michael. I hope people in Cleveland didn't forget about me that quick. I haven't been gone that long.
No, you haven't been gone that long. And James now, as I said, did the AFC North with a lot of time still spent here in Cleveland, of course, and Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cincinnati. And now down in Miami on the AFC East beat. We'll get into that in a moment. But James, you know, as you know, I know you stay very close to still not only the Browns, but the AFC North. Right off the top, did it take you aback a little bit yesterday, the bold stroke that Tom Hekert got very aggressive with and using the supplemental draft to look to augment his receiving core with a big, strong, fleet receiver that had some problems as his college career started, but certainly looks to have NFL caliber written all over him? Did it surprise you that Hekert went the supplemental draft route?
You know, it didn't surprise me because if you look at the entire spectrum of the offseason, all the Browns have done pretty much this entire offseason is make bold moves, whether it was trading up one spot to get Trent Richardson, whether it was taking a quarterback late in the first round, you know, a 29-year-old Brandon Wheaton who, you know, is going to start now. They need to win now. So, you know, if you look at that pattern that they've had this entire offseason, that, you know, to go out in a supplemental draft and get Josh Gordon, a guy that physically had a lot of tools. I know the Miami Dolphins down here were interested in him. They had a representative in Houston.
James Walker joining us from ESPN.com. James, of course, as I said, a long time here on the scene with the Browns. So, James, now, you know, when Tom Hekert came in the door back in February of 2010, you know, he and Mike Holmgren stated, going to build this thing through the draft. They'll be selective in free agency. And I'm going to ask you, when you look at the three drafts, how do you feel that you know, Tom Hekert has fared in restocking and reestablishing a dormant roster at the time, as we know? And how do you think it's viewed around the National Football League in terms of Hekert starting on the defensive side in years one and two and now going heavy offensively here in year three?
Yeah, I think the Browns have done a decent job overall. Their issue is that the cupboard was so bare that they needed to do everything. They needed to really go hard in free agency. They needed to really hit on all of their draft picks. And there was really no other way for them to turn things around overnight. But, you know, Tom Hekert decided to build through the draft. That's what he's done in Philadelphia. That's sort of the MO that he's done in the past. So you can't really fault him for sort of sticking to what has worked. It's just, their cupboard was so bare to begin with. They really needed to go pretty much attack on all fronts in order for them to compete. And keep in mind, too, and I've seen this year after year covering the Browns, you know, and also covering the AFC North. They have to compete with the Steelers every year. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They have to compete with the Baltimore Ravens every year. They don't make a lot of mistakes in personnel. So not only are you trying to build your own team, but you're trying to close a gap against two teams that really know how it's done, know how to put themselves in position to compete for a title every single year. So it's kind of a two-pronged, kind of two-pronged force there that they're trying to deal with that's really going to take some time. And Tom Hekert, I think he's proven over the years that he knows how to draft. They haven't really done much in free agency, and I think that's hurt them. But, you know, I think it's just going to take more time. I know Browns fans are tired of hearing about patience, but when you're trying to catch the Steelers and you're trying to catch the Ravens, it's not going to happen in 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, James Walker, our guest, and that's very true. And, James, you just alluded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think, you know, and I do try to tell fans, just to be fair, James, and you could back this up if you would, please. I mean, you look at three of the last Super Bowl champions that we've had, the Green Bay Packers, the New York Giants, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. They don't do it through free agency. They don't even get into free agency at all. Those three organizations pretty much solely, strictly through the draft and their player personnel evaluation. So it can be done that way, as champions have shown.
Yeah, absolutely. And those teams have been drafting well for a decade or more. You know, in the Green Bay Packers case, maybe the last 5 to 7 years. In the Steelers case, I mean, goodness, they've been drafting well since, you know, since the 70s,
yes,
and especially lately in the 90s. So you need to have consistent draft over the long haul. If you're going to build it that way, that's how you do it. If you look at the opposite way, you have teams like the Washington Redskins and Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, they spend a ton of money in free agency, but how many championships have they won?
That would be none.
Exactly. So I think they're doing things the right way in Cleveland, but you know, like I said, they had so much ground to make up that it's just going to take a while, and they're going to have to hit on these picks. I really think this year's draft class with Richardson and with Wheaton, Brandon Wheaton, they really have to hit on those picks, you know, for everything to work out. Because in this league, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance. And I think we've seen that over the years, whether it's Charlie Fry, you know, Trent Dilfer, Tim Couch, you know, the list goes on and on. Brady Quinn, Derek Anderson. If you don't have a quarterback, you really don't have a chance. And they hope they have a chance with Brandon Wheaton.
Let's go a little bit deeper into that then, James Walker from ESPN and ESPN.com. What have you seen from Brandon Wheaton? I think, James, we all agree he passes the eye test. Visually, he's got that look about him. Do you believe the acclimation period can be a little sooner rather than later or not? But whatever your assessments are, you know, how important is it for the Browns in going forward at almost 29 years of age to have it to be potentially sooner rather than later?
Yeah, it almost has to work. You know, you can't wait 3 years for Brandon Wheaton. It's about any 32, you know? So he has to play right away. And here's what he has going for him. He's played against top-level competition, and he's coming in with experience. Now, down here in Miami, they have a kid, Ryan Tannehill, who only has 19 career starts. They pretty much have said right away, he's not going to start. He's going to wait at least a year, maybe two. But Tannehill's 22. They can afford to wait that long for him to develop. Now, Brandon Wheaton's a guy that's 29. They need to play him right away. And as you mentioned, he passed the eye test, big kid, strong arm, kind of reminds me of Derek Anderson, except with, you know, a little more pocket, a little more pocket presence and things like that. So I think he has a chance. The problem is, who is he going to throw to? You know, and I think the Browns, for all the public, you know, hey, we like our receivers, all the nice things they said publicly, behind the scenes, you just know that they're kind of cringing a little bit to see if they got the right receivers in place. No. That's what hurt Colt McCoy last year, and I think, you know, that's something that potentially could hurt Brandon Wheaton this year, especially as a rookie quarterback starting in. He really has no one to throw to in that West Coast offense, and that's why they're sort of hoping Josh Gordon works out right now.
Yeah, exactly. And James Walker joining us, and you used to have a lot of conversations about it, James, and I know you know this personnel well. With the addition of Josh Gordon, doesn't this place the microscope in his fourth year on Mohamed Massaquah now to either show that he is of strong NFL caliber or his job is going to be in jeopardy?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, as you mentioned, we had these conversations. I've never been a big Mohamed Massaquah guy. I thought that, you know, the second round picks that Eric Mangini had that year with David Vicune, Mohamed Massaquah, and the third guy is kind of slipping my mind.
Brian Robisky.
Yes, exactly. Those three. I really thought, you know, those three picks had to pan out. And I thought that they took risky picks in that second round. And it's proven for two out of the three guys. And Mohamed Massaquah is kind of leaning towards that direction to be 3-for-3. As far as striking out. So, yeah, this is a big year for him. He's pretty much regressed pretty much every year in the league. His first year, he did decent, and things kind of went downhill from there. You know, Greg Little looks like he has, you know, some potential there. I think he's a guy that they should sort of keep and continue to build around. But this is pretty much a make-or-break year for him, for Massaquah. If he can play, it's time to show it now. If he can sit in the West Coast office, it's time to show it now. We haven't seen it from him yet. I really think, and he probably won't admit it, but I really think that James Harrison hit a couple years ago really took a lot of wind out of his sails. He hasn't sort of been the same, you know, since that big hit that caused that concussion. So, yeah, this is a big year for him, and they really need a guy like Mohamed Massaquah to step up to that offense to move. And I'm really not convinced that's going to be the case.
Excellent point with regard to that on Massaquah. James Walker, you check him out at ESPN.com, former Browns beat writer at the Columbus Dispatch, covered the Browns and their brethren in the AFC North very heavily with ESPN.com, and has now made the move to the AFC East. James, with regard to Trent Richardson, I mean, this young man is coming in, you know, as we know, maybe one of the most heralded running backs to come into the league since Adrian Peterson. Already there are the comparisons. We know this. He's sturdy as an oak tree. He's a three-down back. He can do it all, and Nick Saban loves him in a pro-style offense. I'm convinced. Are you?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to pick a running back in the top five, he better be legit, you know. And a lot of people forget Adrian Peterson was not a top five pick,
right?
You know, and the Browns, for instance, passed on Adrian Peterson and took Joe Thomas. I don't think you can argue with that pick. Joe Thomas is probably the best left tackle in football, but that position is not really high on the totem pole in terms of general managers sort of setting their hierarchy. It's usually quarterback, left tackle, then maybe a pass rusher, you know, cornerback, things like that. And then down the line, you sort of get to running back. So if the fact that they took him so high in the draft, he must be a Pro Bowl level talent. And from everything we've seen in college from Trent Richardson, he absolutely looks that way. So, you know, injuries always play a factor. The guy has to stay healthy. But in Cleveland, you have to run the ball. You know, obviously the Browns want to pass the ball also. They're having a West Coast offense, but mm-hmm. he looks the part. You know, everything, all this pedigree from college, everything looks the part. So, yeah, I mean, is he going to be able to completely change over the Browns offense in 1 year? I don't think a running back in a passing league can do that anymore, but if he's a guy that can get 1,000 yards consistently, then nobody will really be concerned the fact he's a top five pick.
Sure, no doubt. James Walker from ESPN.com joining us. James, before we let you go to where all the consternation and hand-wringing comes in among Browns fans, and you know this, second year for Pat Shurmur as a head coach in this league. Do you feel that now with the additions of the offensive coordinator mind of Brad Childress, Nolan Cromwell on the staff, to go along with, we've had it for a year here with Dick Geron and Ray Rhodes defensively, should this all, with all of this veteran experience around him, should this add to the natural evolvement of Pat Shurmur's head coach, James, and should we be able to tangibly see it here in year two?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it at least helps. Now, Pat Shurmur, for the record, still has to prove that he's a viable NFL head coach. But from what we've seen last year, and you saw it, Michael, I mean, his head was spinning. There were certain things that just didn't make a lot of sense. It looked like the game was moving too fast for him. He looked like he had just too much on his plate. And I've talked to numerous head coaches that have made the jump from an assistant to head coach. And the first thing they say is you just won't believe the amount of stuff that comes across your desk as a head coach that you wouldn't even think about as an assistant, whether it's player gripes, this player not getting enough playing time, this player, game planning, just certain things as an assistant that you wouldn't really have to worry about that sort of comes across your desk as a head coach. And you only have 4 or 5 days each week to prepare. And if he's drawing us the game plan and having to call plays and having to do all the things that a head coach has to do, that's just too much, you know? It looked like Pat Shurmur just wasn't ready for all that in his first year. So bringing in an offensive coordinator, I think that helps. It still seems like Shurmur's going to call the plays. So, you know, that's something that he's going to have to prove that he's still able to do and still have that dual head coach role and play caller role. But I think all of this helps. And also just getting that 1 year under your belt. You know, this is a big year for Pat Shurmur. It's a big year for the entire Mike Holmgren regime. So they have to get this right in Cleveland because, you know, as I mentioned, look, the Steelers – and the Ravens are not slowing down. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be in contention, and, you know, the Browns don't have time to really mess around, if the head coach isn't right or the quarterback isn't right. They have to get these things right now.
Hear, hear. That's why it's going to be such an interesting watch, and it all starts in about 10 days, believe it or not, James Walker, as rookies report to camps all over the NFL. My man, you're the best. Really appreciate the insights. Excellent. We'll be reading you in your outstanding work at ESPN.com, and you know you're always welcome here in Cleveland on Cleveland Browns Daily, James. Really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, Michael. And, good luck to the Browns fans this season. It should be a fun year.
Stay well. If you make sure you come and say hi now if you get into Cleveland.
Hey, I will definitely do so.
All right, James Walker. Appreciate that. Big game, James Walker. Check him out. He does a fabulous job at ESPN.com. All right, we're not done yet. We've got an opportunity as we wind up the week here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We'll dive into Facebook when we get back. Some of your Ask Vic with Reg Eyes sitting in for Vic Carucci. That's next as we get this rapidly moving hour going towards 7 o'clock on ESPN 850 WKNR. This is Cleveland Browns Daily.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Oh.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
At BillJack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. BillJack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, BillJack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of BillJack frozen dog food today. BillJack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
Lake County Captains Baseball is 10 years old this year. Join us for a very special season at Classic Park as we celebrate our diamond anniversary all season long. Help us relive and make new memories with promotions like
Buck Night Mondays, Feed Your Face Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Friday and Saturday fireworks, and Family Fun Sundays. For ticket schedule and promotion, visit CaptainsBaseball.com and find us on Facebook to wish us a happy anniversary.
Come celebrate 10 years of family memories.
With the Captains,
Eurozone debt concerns continue to drag on world markets.
Economists are keeping an anxious eye on China's growth.
Congress remains divided on what to do about the U.S. deficit.
I'm Brian Kurtz, branch manager for Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. If Baird relied solely on the news for insights, the global marketplace might appear overwhelming. But Baird has professionals on the ground in three continents, giving us perspective beyond the headlines. We know the global investment landscape because we experience it firsthand every day. And Baird has been a trusted partner to Cleveland investors for more than 11 years, helping them identify and capitalize on opportunities around the world.
Discover the advantages of Baird's global perspective at BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales event.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights,
It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube here on ESPN 850 WKNR. And yes, now's your final chance of the week to ask Michael Regei, driven by Liberty Ford.
It's been a lot of fun sitting in for Vic Carucci's vacation this week. He'll be vacationing through next week. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns on the radio side, will be here in front of the microphone. So check out Jimmy D next week as he sits in for Vic Carucci. Let's finish it up strong here on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. I like this one from Kyle on Facebook. He says, Michael, what do you see more likely to happen? Trent Richardson run for 1,500 yards this year, or Brandon Weeden passing for 3,500 yards? Way to set the bar high for the two rooks, Kyle. I like that. Those would be huge rookie years. I tell you what, if Trent Richardson can average that 95 yards per game, now I'm assuming they're playing all 16 and staying healthy, let's hope so. But you know what, with Trent Rich, I want touchdowns, man. I want TDs more than the yards. This team only rushed for four rushing touchdowns last year, and I think they'll get Richardson the football in the red zone and inside the 10-yard line. More ways to just hand it off to him. Touchdowns more important than yards from Trent Richardson. Brandon Weeden, 220 yards per. I suppose that's doable, but again, there's going to be a learning curve. Remember that. They're going to struggle on rookie quarterbacks, but I do believe that Brandon Weeden will get better and show that he's up to the task. All right, been a terrific ride here on this week of Cleveland Browns Daily. Big thank yous to our guests today. Hedford Dixon, the top dog, and James Walker from ESPN.com. We thank Drew Boltner all week long, who's done a fabulous job, and the coordinating producer, Ms. Danielle Lavelli. Thank you, too, to broadcast and media manager Reagan Barube, and, of course, the program director here at ESPN 850 WKNR, Jason Gibbs. But finally, a huge thank you to the man who was a driving force this week, show producer David DiNatale. I greatly appreciate all of you being a part of it. Again, Jim Donovan in for Vic Carucci next week. It's been a lot of fun, and we are only 10 days away from the rookies coming into camp in Berea for the Cleveland Browns. Get set, everybody. It's going to be a year of excitement. Michael Regai reminding you it's been a lot of fun all week long. We'll see you soon on Cleveland Browns Daily. So long, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.